We've got Coach Brendan Riley with us from the Parkside Rams. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are we?
Well, you know what? You should be just about ready to get the season started, aren't you?
Yeah, very much so.
You are itching. How's the preseason scrimmages gone for you?
We've had one. We have another one tomorrow. We had our first one was against Nandua and Indian River. It was a good, solid scrimmage. It felt like the guys got a lot out of it. And, we were able to go out there and just run a lot of our basic stuff and just, kind of evaluate kids and get them a chance to get some live competition against somebody else other than us. So tomorrow we got another one. We're excited, go out and get this thing wrapped up so that we can get into next week, start game planning, get things going.
You're going to be playing at the brand new Snow Hill Eagles football stadium, which is pretty cool, when you open up next Friday night.
Yes, we are very excited about that. That thing looks like a junior college down there.
That's what Mike was telling me about it. He said it is absolutely beautiful.
It is. It's gorgeous. I think they even got like sewn in maroon end zones. I mean, it's neat.
Wow.
Yeah. They've gone all out. No question about it. Yeah.
Did they make it a turf field? Or was it grass?
It's artificial turf.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, it's going to, Coach, they played at Salisbury last year, and I know Salisbury had upgrades, but I was going to say it's going to rival what they played last year at Salisbury. I don't know that they're taking a step down. It may be a step up, actually.
I don't know, man. That sucker looks good. It looks real good, man. It is a nice-looking stadium. They got brand-new bleachers, a whole new locker room, front of school. I think that whole school has been renovated.
Correct.
Yeah, they did a really nice job with it.
When you take a look at the Parkside Ram football program, any rebuilding going on this year, or did we just get a little older?
We graduated 22 kids. I got a bunch of kids that came up from the JV. But JV had a very successful year last year. They were 82 and had some guys that really worked out hard this summer. The nice thing is, a couple years back when we started trying to switch things up, we tried to implement an actual program. Who would have thought? And, get these guys, kind of learning the basics and the fundamentals from, freshman all the way through sophomore and then get them into the right kind of mindset. So I feel like, we've kind of stepped in and kids have been doing it now since their freshman year. They know the steps. They know what our expectation is. They know what there was the requirement. Now we just are going to continue to try to push that and get better at it.
I guess it makes it kind of challenging to have a Pop Warner program or a youth football program teach what it is that you teach at the high school level there in Salisbury, because the kids go to three different high schools that can play football.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no feeder system here. Yeah, we don't have that. We don't have the luxury of that. But it's one of those things. It's a challenge, and you got to figure out, and you got to be good teachers. So, we're trying to get better, and that's one of the things that we've been trying to do, and that's the one thing, I continue to push with my coaches is you got to be excellent teachers, and you got to be great at what you're doing, and you got to be held accountable to that. So that's my job, to hold them accountable to it, so that we hold our kids accountable to it.
I guess one of the other challenges there in Salisbury for the three schools that are so close together is you have kids that, may play for you one year and go to another school for, and end up playing for another team. Has that bug bitten you this year?
No, it has not. At times what happens is that the kid ends up moving. They move into, say, a different part of the city of Salisbury, right, or into the outside surrounding area, which puts them into, obviously one of the other high schools. And, we had a situation, or we've had situations like that. But typically by the time that a kid is a junior or a senior, we haven't run into that issue too many times. We didn't run into it this year. So, we feel very fortunate about that.
Talking with Brendan Ireton. Oh, not Brendan Ireton. I'm sorry.
I made that same mistake at Media Day a few weeks ago. Sorry.
My apologies.
You did that to me.
I know.
You did that to me at the daggone, at the Media Day. I had to tell him the same thing.
Sorry, Coach.
I'm the first Brendan around here.
Yeah, I'm
that's
sorry.
Straight.
Yeah, that's sorry, right. Coach. We're talking to Coach Riley from Parkside Rams. Let's talk about your offense. Who's going to be your quarterback?
Luke Pitzenberger. He actually has been on varsity since his sophomore year. Played a little bit of sophomore year, then we moved back out of JV just because, you know, we wanted to get him more experience and more reps. He played some last year. He's an outstanding young man. Bright future ahead of him. Very excited about him.
Anybody toting the rock that you want to brag on a little bit?
No, not really. Not really. No, I've got some talented backs. You know, we've got Trajan Branch is back from injury from last year. You know, and he was really starting to come into his own, and he got injured in the Bennett game. He was really starting to understand the offense. It takes about a year for a kid to really start figuring out what it is that we're trying to do. It's a different style of run. But, you know, he looks really good right now. He's done very well. Got a kid, Tavon Downing, who is running very hard. Tyreek Bivens, who was on JV, Niall Ogie, who's only a sophomore, who are very solid about those guys and where they're at, and Andrew Carter. And we also, we did get the transfer from other state bug, which seems to happen every once in a while. We got a kid that came out of North Carolina, played down at a school, Rose High School in North Carolina. They were 10-2, and I'm excited for this year, man. I'm not going to put his name out there yet, but we'll see what happens with him.
Coach, with the new quarterback this year with Pitzenberger as compared to Devin Redding, A, does the offense change dramatically at all? And secondly, what are the differences between Pitzenberger and Redding as we'll see this year in 2015?
I don't think the offense necessarily changes. I think you adapted around the personnel that you got. You know, Devin had kids that were around him that are different than the kids that we have around. You know, Luke, we have we had Juwan Williams last year. This year we have Luke Gehring. We have another kid named Simeon Mumford. We also have another kid named Jared Chablon. We have a lot of different guys who are going to be able to do some things from a receiver and from the tight end's position. You know, Quillen Fompolis and Juan Felix Ramirez, those two kids have really been doing an excellent job. So, you know, when we run what we run, being a multiple pro, you know, in this day of the spread and some of those things, you know, I think they kind of, you hear those concepts and you don't necessarily always, you know, think like, oh, you know, you got a tight end and a wide receiver and another wide receiver. Well, they're just going to run the ball, you know. So we try and be very, very conscientious of that, have a good run to pass ratio. But, you know, Luke, he's a kid who is very intelligent, understands coverages very, very well. He's got a very good, solid arm, makes good decisions. And I think we're going to be in a situation to be able to, you know, highlight that. Plus, on top of that, you know, Devin, great athlete, obviously built to run, threw the ball fairly well and was able to do some things with his leg. You know, I think both guys bring a different thing to the table. One of the things I liked about Luke is just he's a very, you know, not too far up, not too far down. He just keeps it kind of steady. He's like kind of like an Iceman out there, and I like that from the quarterback.
Talking Brendan Riley from the Parkside Rams on the Bayside Preview Show with Overtime Live. Mark Potter, Mike Bradley. Coach, let's talk about defense. What are we looking for defensively from the Rams this year?
We're, you know, split 4-4. Same kind of thing that we did last year. Give some odd punts every once in a while. Feel good about where they're at as far as they're starting to really, because, again, we've been doing it now for 3 years. I feel good about what their understanding is, and I think we're doing a better job of evaluating our kids and getting the right kids in to the position. So, you know, we're going to run and try and just be very aggressive to the ball, you know, be aggressive and be sure tacklers, disciplined on the defensive side. Excited about our D-line. Had some kids that really put in a tremendous amount of effort this offseason, and really excited about our linebackers. Robbie Dawson, who's been a starter since he was a sophomore. You know, he's started every game since his sophomore year, and he's just a very sure tackler, captain of the defense. So excited about what that kid's got in front of him.
Sounds like the defense is what you're most proud of and is the strength of this football team.
I think I wouldn't call it one way or the other, but I'm definitely focusing on defense. There's no doubt.
If there's one game that you could circle on your schedule this year, what would it be? The one that you think that, you know, is a can't-miss game, that if for the fans out there, if there's a game they need to see that involves the Parkside Rams, which one would it be?
a can't-miss game for the Parkside Rams.
Week three?
I haven't gotten too far ahead. I'm really just trying to just work on, you know, getting us established for game one. If I'm being a fan, you know, I always like our game with North Carolina.
You read my mind, Coach. Yeah. I was just going to say that there are always good games between you two.
I always, you know, we've come up short these last 2 years with it, but you know, it always seems like something could happen. You know, and it's good competition, and you know, I respect the coaches over at North Carolina, and you know, I think they do a tremendous job with their kids, and they really work them hard. And you know, every year I go back and I watch a game, and there's one thing or another that could have happened and flipped it one way or the other. You know, but I always look forward to that game.
And that game is set for October 9th at 6:30 in Salisbury, there just in front of Y High at Wicomico Stadium. So, looking forward to talking to you throughout the year and following the progress. I know the Parkside Rams, they open up on the road at Snow Hill this Friday night, a week from tonight. And then the following week, they're on the road at Easton at a game that's going to be sponsored by U.S. Army. So it should be a fantastic night.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, yeah. It's going to be a great time out there. You know, I think it's very, very crucial. And Easton was another one last year, which was a barn burner. You know, it came down to one point swing, and we're trying to drive. So, yeah, I mean, and that week two matchup is going to be a good one.
Sounds like you're looking forward to the season. Thanks, Coach, and best of luck this year, and we look forward to talking to you.
Thank you, guys. Take it easy.